I'm just going to say it's Penny Oleksiak. I'm not going to tell you what she did because you know what she did. You know what she looks like. You know she's a swimmer. You know she's 16 years old. And Penny, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Thank you. I'd like to add my congratulations to that of about 34 million other people. I'm sure Chris wants to add his congratulations. What I will ask you, though, what was the first thing you did when you got home? You know, you've gone through the airport. You've done all that. You get into your house. What was the first thing you did?
First thing I did was run upstairs and find my cat. Well, actually, I pet my dog, and then I ran upstairs and found my cat.
Brilliant.
That was, and you know, I mean, I don't even know where to begin to ask you this question, but have you been inundated with phone calls since you've been home? And have you had a chance to see your friends? Like, just sort of what, I know it's been a relatively short time since you've been home, but what has life been like since you got home?
It hasn't been too bad, no. I've got to see my friends and everything, and I've got to do a lot of stuff, and it's just been pretty normal for me.
I saw today, Penny, where you were at Twitter and taking questions from people there, and you said, in addition to your dog and your cat, the third item you couldn't live without is your phone. So what's the phone look like? Have a lot of people messaging you, and have you been pretty busy?
I'm always on, like, Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter and everything, and it's pretty crazy. I recently made an Instagram for my cat, so I'm always on that.
Now, Penny, I mean, obviously, you're having a lot of fun. You know, this has been, it's been great so far. Have you had a chance to talk to your parents or your coaches or I don't know, an advisor, and just kind of sit down and say, okay, how are we going to proceed here? Because you're famous, you're young, you're a teenager, you know, you've got a whole life ahead of you. Have you guys started to think yet just how you are going to manage being Penny Oleksiak?
I haven't really thought of anything yet recently. It's just been kind of come home and have the rest of your summer being a teenager. And that's what I've just been trying to do. And, I think my parents and everyone, they're all going to have something sorted for me, hopefully by the end of the summer. So I don't know. Right now I'm just trying to be a teenager.
It's August 25th then. Does that mean school's coming pretty soon for you?
Yeah. School starts on September 6th. So I am getting ready for that.
I can imagine. What do you think when you look back in time will stand out the most to you about your experience in Rio? You know, what lasting memory will you have, maybe beyond the medals and sort of the obvious stuff of that experience?
I think I'll just remember my memories with my relay team, especially the 4x1 freestyle one, just because they're girls that I trained with this whole year, and I've looked up to them the whole time that I've been training with them, and I looked up to them beforehand, and I couldn't have asked for better teammates to push me through this year.
Penny, did you know going into the Olympics, did you feel that you were exactly where you needed to be in terms of preparation, both physical and mental? Did you just know you were in a good spot?
Yeah, I honestly felt as best as I had the whole, like my whole swimming career, which hasn't been very long. But I knew that I put in a lot of work this year, and with everyone that I was training with and with my coaches and my parents and all the support that I had, I honestly could not have felt any better than I did in Rio. And I just think going into it, I was very confident in myself.
Did you find once you were in Rio and once you were in the athlete's village and you sort of, you know, you're in the day-to-day preparation stage for your race, was it easy to keep your focus, you know, even after you had that initial success, was it easy to keep your focus because you were in the village and because you were surrounded by other athletes?
I think so, yeah. I mean, my coach and everyone, they really helped me out keeping my focus. Just my coach would write me a plan every day that I would follow from time to time, and he knew that if I was there early or, like, if I was trying to get in the pool early or something, then that meant that I was really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So he would just try and help me, like, slow everything down.
What was your experience like with some of the athletes that competed in different sports? One, I'm presuming you didn't know prior to being in Rio. Did you feel their support and, you know, especially carrying the flag, I would assume, in the closing
100%.
Ceremonies?
There was an athlete's lounge in the building, and we would always go there for breakfast or just to hang out and watch other athletes race and stuff. So I met a lot of other athletes from like volleyball and track and field hockey and soccer and like every sport basically. And everywhere you went, you'd always have someone congratulate you because they knew that you raced, and it was whether or not you even got a medal. People knew you were racing and they would watch you race and everything, which felt pretty great.
What did you do with your medals during the Olympics? Like, you couldn't wear them. I mean, if it was me, I mean, medal wouldn't leave my neck, but obviously you can't walk around with medals jangling all over the place, or can you? Like, what did you do with the actual medals during the Olympics?
For me personally, I put them inside root socks. I got that idea from Michelle Williams because she's my roommate, and I was complaining about them clinking around and everything, and she was like, okay, just put them in root socks right now. So yeah, I did that.
Jeff made note of it earlier, but you know, you did become, a lot of Canadians now know who you are that probably wouldn't have. I mean, do you feel famous when you're back in Toronto now? Has anyone stopped you on the street or anything like that? Does it feel like the, you know, the external stuff that you're more in the spotlight?
People definitely stop me on the street, or I know that people are looking at me, or like when I walk past them, when I can hear my name, or like even sometimes I'll turn around and people are like clapping and like saying congrats to me. it's kind of weird just because I'm 16 and like 16 year olds just like to walk around and do their own thing. And it's really awesome to have people come up to you and congratulate you and stuff, and just to be able to meet a lot of people that are supporting you. And I really can't complain honestly about it.
What are your plans going to be for school this year? Will you be going to school? Will you be doing more courses online? How are you going to balance, you know, the demands of, I guess, preparing for your next step athletically with your academic demands?
I'm for sure going back to school just because I think it's better for me to be in an environment where there's a lot of kids my age, and just to be able to have a teacher that I can talk to and everything. So I'm for sure going back to school. I might be doing like one or two online courses.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you're going to be asked this a fair amount, but with your success, you're obviously going to attract a lot of attention from advertisers, also from U.S. colleges, I would imagine. Have you thought at all about that part of your future? Or again, is that, you know, that going to be up to your parents and your coaches?
My parents are definitely going to support my decision in this, but I haven't really decided yet, honestly. I think I'm just keeping all doors open right now, and if that means sponsorships, that's amazing, and if it means going to the States for university, that'd be awesome. But I'm only 16. I have a lot of time until university, so right now I'm just undecided.
Penny, I'm going to say, you've certainly earned a break, but have you been back in a pool at all since getting home? Or?
No. I'm trying to avoid the school and anything active, really. I've just been sitting at home and eating a lot of food.
But how long do you think it would be before you have to start thinking about training again?
I'm getting back to training, like weights and stuff, on September 4th. But I'm getting back to swimming probably around mid-September, so like the 15th. 16th, maybe.
What's the next competition for you? Like, forgive me, are there world championships, or is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
The next big competition for me is Short Course Worlds in Windsor, and I'm really, really excited for that. I don't race a lot of short course, and I'm not very good at it, but hopefully I can see what I do there, I guess.
Penny, listen, we really appreciate you joining us again on behalf of all of us here and people who are listening. Congratulations, and enjoy the rest of the summer. Go to the X or something. Are they going to let you throw a pitch out at first pitch at a Jays game?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably will. Take care, Penny.
See you. Thank you.